I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Hi, Farrell on the bench with Carver High, 844, toll free. 843-6879. That's 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. Steph Curry just left that game with the Rockets after shooting a three on the wing, a long three, like 28-foot three. He stumbled out of bounds near the Rockets bench, and he crashed backwards onto the cement or the floor. You can see it there. It looks like, you know, it might be covered like a, you know, rubber or something, but it looks like just flat out, it looks like cement or a cover of some sort over the cement. But he landed and crushed his tailbone, and he was literally holding his tailbone. And I have to tell you, like, he was in agony, and they carried him off to the locker room. So here's the deal. I've had this injury playing basketball. I played in a outdoor game this summer, and I took a charge on this big dude, and he just literally leveled me. And, you know, just ran right through me, this big monster, like 6'4", 260. And the guy just went right through me like a bull in a china shop. And I flew backwards, taking the charge. I bodied up, took the charge, flew back, and I landed on my tailbone on cement. And, oh, my God. Now, it wasn't so much, because when it happened, I mean, it hurt so bad. That, like, I mean, I literally thought I got impaled, right, with a pole. Like, I had been just absolutely impaled, like a stuffed pig, right? And the bad part of it was is that it literally lingered for 6 months. I mean, this thing, what happens is when you bruise your tailbone badly, what happens is it heals like super slowly. And when you get up from sitting in a car, on a sofa, on a kitchen chair, at work, oh my God, when you stand up, it's like, it literally feels like you have a baseball bat shoved in your ear. I mean, it hurts so bad. That'll make a man out of you. You'll cry like a baby. It hurts so bad. He landed on his tailbone so hard. He's got the sphincter bruise. He's got the tailbone bruise. He's doomed. He's going to have, that is just going to be a no pun intended, a pain in his arse for weeks, months. That thing, it never heals. I literally had that pain in my rear for 4-5 months, and then it finally stopped where I would stand up and I wouldn't feel that Louisville slugger in my tuchus. We welcome our radio affiliate, Sirius XM, channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you wanna? Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio all over the world. Hoorahs, hold their hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench. I'm Pharrell with Carver High. So Steph Curry gets his tailbone injured in that game tonight. And I'll tell you what, did you see the trade? The P.J. Tucker got traded?
I did see the trade. He went to the Bucks, right?
To the Bucks. And then
he'll stop crying. We've been listening to him cry for weeks.
Jeez.
You know,
crying.
I got to tell you.
Getting big bags of cash, crying. Get me out of here. All right, you're gone now. Better go perform.
I don't know.
That's another guy. He looks like he's been wearing that jumpsuit Harden was wearing before he got traded. That's how big P.J. Tucker looks right now.
I know, right? Like, I don't even... he's almost 36 or something.
Is he that old? He's been in the league a long time, right? I mean, a long time.
I don't think he's... seriously, I
think
just,
he's washed.
I don't even think he's that good.
He's washed. Was he?
He can hit some threes.
Yeah, that's
nothing major.
But isn't that what we've been saying the Bucks needed for the last couple of years? Like, they needed a guy that they were confident could bag threes in the corner. Like, the Bucks
had that guy. They had him.
Well, Corver. Yeah, they did. And it still didn't work out. So maybe it doesn't matter. The Bucks just suck.
Yeah. So Tucker gets out of Houston. DJ Augustine and DJ Wilson. DJ Jazzy Jeff also was included in the trade. And DJ LeMahieu was also included in that deal. Oh, God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine getting traded to the Rockets right now? It's like getting traded to San Quentin. I mean, it really is, right? And then Tucker goes to play with Giannis and company. It's Pharrell on a bench. All right, Pharrell on a bench. Carver High, do you think that's why I was getting electrocuted was the rubber shoes? In the force field of electricity that I'm sitting in here in this room between the lights, the Ethernet cables, the computers, the cameras, the voice boxes, the microphones, the cords, the wires. Do you believe that the thick Michael Jordan, Air Jordan, 200,000 miles at least of rubber on these flip-flops? Do you think that? Because whenever I have the flip-flops on and I'm doing this show, I'm getting electrocuted. So I changed to these white-ass earplugs. Remember I had the black ones? And I said, my ear hair is on fire. I'm like getting electrocuted while I'm doing the show. Like, I could feel like electrocution zaps coming off of the headsets in my ears. And then when I put these on, I can hear it popping and doing the exact same thing and zapping and zapping and zapping and zapping. It's just that the other ones exposed my ear to the zap, and these don't. These cover the zap, and they're like catching it inside the eardrum of the speaker of the little unit in my ear, whatever. It's catching it, but it's still zapping like crazy. Like, I mean, if I didn't have a lid on this thing in these earbuds, I could be on fire. And then when I wear the rubber shoes, because I'm not that smart, this is like a science class here, Carver High. You're the science teacher now, and I went to science class. I was baked. I just was like, man, we're cutting open frogs. let's smoke some balls. And I was like, so I go, I'm asking you, I swear to God, when I took my shoes off, it stopped. When I had the shoes on, I wear these shoes, like, the only time I don't wear these shoes, literally, I mean literally, is when I'm sleeping. And when I get up in the morning, the first thing I do is put them on. And the last thing I do is take them off. And then I even wear them when I have sex. Because sometimes I'll do, you know, moves and maneuvers where I have, like, I got to have shoes on. I got to be ready. I got to be ready for game time. I could be put in the game at any moment, Carver High. Got to be ready. But when I took them off, I had no zapping. And I have been zapped. Like, you know, I've been zapped. Like, I'm like that dude on that table in that game, like operating room game. Remember the dude with the
operation.
Operation. The guy's getting zapped. People trying to yank the little piece out of him, and then they get zapped. That's what it's like when I'm wearing these headsets and I wear the rubber shoes. I'm like, ah, 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 ah. So Carver, I, as the science professor that you are, do you think that shoes were causing the electrocution?
I think that it definitely probably had something to do with it, yes. I think that clearly we have found, after months and months, somewhat of a cause behind or a pattern to when these things were happening. And now you know.
Do you think that, do you remember when they used to tell you, Carver High, don't get out of your car in a rainstorm when it's really raining cats and dogs like hail, when it's pouring like from the heavens, like Noah's Ark, where it's like 3, 4, 5 inches of rain, Hurricane Sandy. Don't ever get out of the car. You're the safest possible places inside the car because of all the rubber. Well, then why the hell am I catching fire with the rubber flip-flops on when I'm doing the show? Literally, only time it happens is when I'm doing the show. And it's weird because when I do the TV show, I use a lav in my and I don't use the headsets, so the lav doesn't catch on fire. But I will say that the lav, is that what they call it, a lav? Or what is the earpiece called?
Yes, a lav. So, the lav.
Okay, so you know the junk thing that hangs off of my suit? The IFB hanging off of my suit in the back of my neck, yanking in my head. Don't tell me you haven't seen that gigantic piece of metal hanging off of me. I'm like a cancer dude over here, bro. I'm on
fire. He is on fire.
So, Carver High, the over-under on when I'll get cancer from all of this.
Don't say
from that. All the electrocution. I mean, you know it's happening. You know it's happening. And how many heavy metal shows have I been to? Those have to be conducive. The metal show. Remember my friends, Jameson and Florentine on that metal show? I watched that. I probably got exposed there too, Carver High.
Anything is possible.
He knows it's true. He knows it's true. Now I just have socks on, but you know, here's the problem with that. I just wanted to say is that I have had the worst foot injuries known to man. I've had everything, double plantar fascia. I've had broken toes, literally broken toes. And then I have bone spurs in both heels. Now, remember, do you remember when, Carver High, like I had, remember when I broke the toe, and I told you the story at CBS when I dropped, the weight fell on my toe at the gym. Do you remember when the thing fell off the weight rack? I put a weight on, and the next thing you know, one of the other ones fell off the end of the hook, and it dropped down 5 feet and landed on my like third toe, my Pharrell U toe, and it just shattered it.
What did you
and say? It was a 25-pound weight.
What did you say?
Shattered my toe, I swear to God. And then it turned black, and then it never healed. So, like, years later, like 5 years later, it still has no real feeling to it. Or I can't do anything with it. Feel it, bend it, anything. It's just there. So...
When I play basketball, when I go to bed at night, I can't feel my foot. Oh my God. Leo. I love you.
You know what I really love is this Dallas Maverick 10-point lead on the Clippers, because I'm betting on the Mavs getting 2 and a hook, baby. How you like them apples, Carver High? That's right, son. That's right. No more rubber flip-flops. Pharrell. Woo! No more flip-flop Pharrell.
Woo! Woo!
75-63 Mavs. And they are wearing the Lucky Charm greens tonight. Are you watching? Did you see them in those bright greens? Oh, my God.
I do see these. These are classic. These are the ways that they should always wear, right here, these threads.
My shoes cost more than your house.
Did you, in that leprechaun blazer you had going today with the Lucky Charms and all that, my guess is Hot Nicole probably tried to go at you. She probably tried to go after you.
Yeah, I wouldn't exactly say that. I wouldn't exactly say that.
There was some activity. There was something.
I mean, we're still probably a little too close. From the baby being born. So, you know, we still got some time.
Tight pants. A
couple weeks.
She must have did 9 years back. Carver High's got those 9 moons. Anyway, Carver High just had a kid, if you didn't know already. Now you know. Well, if you don't know, now you know. Carver High hasn't slept in a month. Joe Lisi's next. Go for the 2. We'll see how many games he's going to hit this weekend and what I'm doing. All right, baby. Oh, yeah. Robert Heitz is going hard in his garage tonight. Listen to him. He got a big old cup of beer. Oh, he likes a freshie. Joe Lisi is back on the bench in the biggest way possible. Go for the 2 on Twitter. You can see him on Sports Grid all the time, in-game live, everything else. I can't keep track of all of it. I know he's on this show a lot, and on we had him on Coast to Coast the other day as well. He uses it as a harbinger to pick up chicks. Here's the deal. Joe goes on. And then he gets dates. Chicks dig Joe when they see him on Coast to Coast. It's like it's almost like free. It's like the branding of Joe for chicks. Like he goes on for like 10, 12 minutes and he gets like 5 dates out of it. I mean, like the phone's popping after he goes on Coast to Coast. It's like a free dating service. He goes on my show and he gets chicks. It's unbelievable. But all we care about is the tournament. Tell the truth, Joe.
Scotty, I have to admit, first of all, I love the show. You know that. And every time I'm on Coast to Coast, you're right. It's like you're like a perfect marketing thing for me. I mean, you're the best show, and you just pump me up. So what better way to get girls and talk college basketball? There's nothing better in my opinion.
I think so. I agree with that. I think, you know, we dig chicks. And we dig hitting college basketball bets. All right, so what's the deal, Joe? We got 4 games tomorrow, and then we got a lot of games Friday and Saturday to cover. Tonight's the night to do it, apparently. Carver High's here. He's ready. He's got his pen ready. He's got his, I think he stole it from CBS. I don't know. He's got this really expensive recorder. We used to take it with us to Vegas to interview the heavyweight champion of the world. And then I don't even know. I think I took one of them too. Who knows? I have a lot of equipment. Carver High's got most of it. He's there right now recording you. He's writing things down. He's got his sheet of integrity that he's building. It's all happening. Who do you like in the four games on opening night, basically Thursday? You know the deal. Some of these people are saying, oh, I don't want to watch those games. Those aren't good games. And I don't know what you're talking about. I want to watch all the games. They start at 5 o'clock. Texas Southern, Mount St. Mary's. Are you going to run with these games? Drake and Wichita State, Appalachian State, Norfolk State. Are you going to run with those with UCLA and Michigan State, all of them, or are you just doing one?
No, I'm doing two, actually, tomorrow. I might run with all of them. I'm not going to lie to you. I might sprinkle a little. I like Mount St. Mary's early. I like the over. I lean to the over in that first game. I really like Wichita State. You know, they opened up as a 1.5, 2-point favorite. It's now Drake the other way. A lot of money coming in on Drake. I don't buy it. I think the more physical team, blue-collar team, is Wichita State. I think they win that ballgame. Also like them plus 114 on the money line. That App State line, I know we talked about it the other night on Coast to Coast. That's just sitting steady at 3. Hasn't really moved all week. That gives me the indication that I lean a little to App State. Don't really love that game, but like Appalachian State as the favorite there. And then the big one at night, Scott, you know, a lot of money and a lot of people back in Michigan State and Tom Izzo. I'm going to take the bucket with the Pac-12 team. I know the finesse type of conference, but give me the Bruins plus the 2. Also like them plus 116. I know. Listen, I love them. I like UCLA.
Listen, you love them. What do you love them for, Joe? Honestly, UCLA, like how many games? They lost out. Like they were bleeding out. I mean, they were like Indiana bleeding out.
I know.
Love them.
I know.
Love them for what?
And, well, because it's a play-in type of game. And a lot of pressure on Michigan State. If you just look at the last month and a half of the season on paper, you got to give the edge to Michigan State. But I'm not sold on this team. I'm just not. Langford and the crew, I think they're an erratic, consistent, you know, perimeter shooting team. Everything is down low. And I think UCLA is more athletic. And I don't think it will be an easy game. But I do feel that UCLA can run the floor on them. And catching a bucket in that type of atmosphere, I'll take the underdog.
I think the loser of the Texas Southern Mount St. Mary's game should have to hire Archie Miller as their next coach. I really do. I think that the loser has to hire him as their next coach. And then I think Drake's going to give Wichita State problems. I know Norfolk State's a good basketball team. They've been in this before. They've had major upsets. They can ball. They're not bad. And I think both of those teams are terrible, UCLA and Michigan State. Basically, they're both terrible. They've had terrible, you know, let's face it, the end of the season for UCLA was terrible, and the Michigan State season was terrible from the jump. And they've had a couple of moments of glory when they won 3 big games in a row that got them in the tournament, frankly. And now that they're there, because they showed in those 3 games against heavyweights that they can bang and win. And so I think of those two bad teams, I lean toward them. I'm just leaning toward them. But we'll see what happens. I think those games are actually going to be better than anybody thinks. I think they always are, Joe. Don't you? Like, I actually like the 2 playing games or whatever, the 4 playing games on the opening night. I'm all for it. Like, bring it on. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, tight games, right, with the opportunity to advance to the tournament. That's what it's all about. And, you know, the books are telling you that right now. You know, to have these tournament games 4 points or less across the board, you know, we have even value. So really, it really lays out to, you know, it's going to be blue collar, hard type of games, and most likely, you know, going down to the last 3 or 4 minutes. So that's what you want come tournament time. This is a unique tournament in 2021. Anybody can win it, Scotty, and this is what it's all about. Let's get it on tomorrow night.
So who do you think's better in big games? Well, obviously you'd say Izzo over Cronin, right? Like if it were just down to the coaches, you'd pick Izzo?
Yeah, I would. I would. I mean, resume, you can't argue with Tom Izzo. You know, he's been there, done that. You know, he can coach this team up. But again, you know, we've seen it this year with the Blue Bloods and the teams early on. I know they found their way. But also, you know, you got to look at the public perception as well. I just feel like a lot of people are back in Michigan State here. I don't want to be on the same side as Sparty. I really don't. You know, I know UCLA comes from the Pac-12, Colorado laid up against Oregon State in the championship game, but I'm willing to back the Bruins here in a playoff type of game. You know, first round game, maybe not, but a playoff type of atmosphere, I think you'll get their best effort.
So on Friday, there's games obviously all day. Now, if I had to go line up when they all start and everything else, I'm guessing at 12:15 that Vatek Florida game starts it off. That game doesn't really appeal to me. Who do you like there?
I like Vatek. I like the better defensive team, and I know they're ugly at times, but I'll still take Virginia Tech. Not sold on Florida down the stretch. I think they're a little bit banged up. I think Virginia Tech could be a sleeper in this tournament. You know, they beat up Virginia earlier in the year. If they get on and get on a roll, it wouldn't shock me if they go to the Sweet 16.
Colgate in Arkansas is at 12:45 on Friday, and Arkansas is laying 8.5. Who do you like there?
I like Arkansas to win. I actually like Colgate to cover that line, though, Scotty.
Yeah, me too. Drexel in Illinois at 1:15. And they're laying 22.5, the Illini, the number one seed.
Yeah, again, I would take the big points, especially in the tournament. I'd take the 23 with Drexel, but I think clearly Illinois wins. I could see them winning by 16, 17 in this ballgame.
I think the game I want to see, Utah State and Texas Tech at 1:45, Raiders laying 4.
Best bet of the day. I love Texas Tech. That line opened up at 5. They're betting it down to 4. It goes under 4. I love Texas Tech. I think they win this ball game by double digits.
Slow down, Joe. Slow down.
You get me pumped. You get me pumped up. I'm all pumped up, Scotty. I gotta be up at 5. I'm working with Wetzel tomorrow for an hour.
So he's up at 5 in the morning. We gotta get these games in, Carver High. Ohio State and Oral Roberts, Buckeyes laying 16.
I think Ohio State covers that line. Oral Roberts, I think, you know, can wear down to the tempo Ohio State. I think that's a bad matchup for them. I think the Buckeyes roll in that round. I think they cover fairly easy.
I think they're going to have a nice little track into that regional final. Hartford and Baylor, I think my Pharrell Ballers rec league team could beat Hartford.
You're probably right, right? And Baylor, I'm not going to go against them. It's a huge spread. I'll lay it, but I don't like the game.
There you go. We'll come back with Joe Lisi. He has to go to bed like a girly man. But we're going to go through the bets first so he can sleep and have good dreams. We don't want him to have any nightmares tonight. All right. Feel it. We're on the bench. Joe Lisi's with us. And Carver High's pouring freshies. And the other games on Friday, Georgia Tech and Loyola. You know, Carver High's a huge fan of Sister Jean, Joe. He loves that old lady.
I know. They're crushing their dreams on St. Patrick's Day, nonetheless. Right? Crushing her dreams. She can't even go.
What? She's going. You're tripping. She's going. Unless something's changed. Is there a development?
No,
she's going to. All right.
Okay. All right. Yeah. She's going finally. Good.
Trust
good
me, Joe. You'll see plenty of her on Friday because they're going to show her at least 75 times during the game. So you'll know she's there quickly.
Okay.
So anyway, so she got cleared to go. The Loyola's laying 5.5. Do you think that Moses isn't playing for Georgia Tech? How does that affect the Ramblin' Wreck? Do you think they can still win that game?
I think they can. You know, I mean, again, senior-laden, experienced type of team. Again, best player on the floor, ACC player on the floor. I still think they can cover this number. You know, 4.5 is within – they're more athletic, I think, than Loyola or Chicago, even without Moses Wright in the lineup. So we'll see. Again, it's going to come down to perimeter shooting. Georgia Tech is battle-tested. Knocked off Florida State. I know that was with them, but still, I'll still take Georgia Tech with the points in that ballgame.
Oregon State and Tennessee. Tennessee's laying 8, and Oregon State stole the Pac-12 tourney.
That team is horrible, Oregon State. I mean, come on. I mean, Colorado laid up like King Cup against them. I mean, that's, come on. That team, I could out-rebound them. They are horrible. Guys walking around, hands on, I mean, terrible. But Tennessee was horrible as well, the way they dropped that game to Alabama. So
sounds like a great game.
Physicality matters to me. Well, I'm telling you, I think Tennessee can roll them in this matchup. If Tennessee doesn't jump out to a 10-15-point lead in the first 8 minutes, Rick Barnes should just step down. Typical, you know, horrible. Typical. They resemble that football team with Jeremy Pruitt. Horrible.
I think the basketball team's been better over the last few years than the football team, for sure. I think this version of them has been kind of average. Liberty and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's laying 7.5.
Yeah, I liked it better when Liberty was catching 9.5. Oak State's guard is out for a couple games. But Cade Cunningham still playing. I think they cover this line now. I like Oklahoma State. You know, I lean to them to win this ball game, 10 to 12 points.
All right, Houston, Cleveland State. It's Houston minus 20 and a hook.
Yeah, I think Houston wins, but I actually think Cleveland State gives them a game. I think they keep it well within the number. Again, Houston's one of my top four teams this year. I have them winning it, actually, but I think they struggle here, and 20.5 is way too much against Cleveland State.
I think they pace their ass. Purdue, laying 7.5 to North Texas, and I think they might give them a game.
Yeah, I like North Texas plus the 7.5. Also like them plus 260 on the money line. I think that could be an upset special. You know, I'm not sold on Purdue in terms of consistency.
Did you hear him, Carver High? Going with the mean green. Yep. Here we go. Syracuse and San Diego State. The Aztecs laying 3. We're on in San Diego now on Mightier 1090. They love the Aztecs.
Yeah, I love them too. If it's Texas Tech early, I like San Diego State late. I think they're more physical than Syracuse. I think this team has something to prove. 6th seed overall. I think they can go to the Sweet 16, possible Elite 8 team. I like them. I think they dominate this ball game. Not sold on the physicality of Syracuse.
Every single time that I think Syracuse doesn't deserve to be in the tournament, they go on a run. Even this crappy team he's got now, they'll win 4 games. San Diego State should beat them by 15, but Syracuse will beat them by 11. West Virginia laying 13 to Moorhead. West Virginia. Huggy Bear, your boy Huggy Bear, Joe.
You told me that if Moorhead State wins the game outright, I got a steak dinner, I'm not backing down. The line opened up at 12.5. It's up to 13. Moorhead State outright over West Virginia. Give me the 13 plus the 640. I picked them on the bracket. I like Moorhead State. They won 8 of the last 9. They're a hot team. Miles McBride and the crew have a tendency to play down to the level of competition.
All right, so what's the
ball game?
What's the bet that I made with you? Tell me, refresh my memory.
We not the bet. You said if Moorhead State beats Huggins and the crew, on coast to coast that you'd buy me a steak dinner. It's all right. We'll go out.
There you go. No. Slow down. What we got here, Carver High, is you just have to put it in the books that if Morehead State beats them outright, then I got no problem going out for steaks. Woo! Let's go. Let's go.
Woo! I want to go out. Let's go. We missed one game, Scotty. Woo! We missed the Wisconsin game.
All right.
Where are we going?
All right, real fast now, because I got to haul ass, because I still got to do Saturday's games. So really quick on these three. These are the last three on Friday. Wisconsin, North Carolina. Carolina's laying 1.5.
I like whiskey outright.
Whiskey. They're going to need some whiskey on that flight home after they get bent over. Rutgers and Clemson. Rutgers laying 1.5.
I like Clemson in that matchup.
Me too. Nova laying 6.5 to Winthrop. Is there a chance for a Winthrop cover here, Joe?
Well, there is without Gillespie, right? But I still think the experience of Nova is the difference. I think they cover that number, 6.5.
All right, a Saturday. I'm just going to go down the list from top to bottom. Greensboro and Florida State. Florida State laying 10.5.
FSU dominates that game.
VCU in Oregon, Ducks land 5.5.
I like Oregon in that matchup.
So do I. Georgetown and Rado. Rado land 5.5. Yeah. Tad Boyle's Buffs.
Yeah, a lot of sharps, so-called sharps on Colorado. I'll take the wood with Georgetown. I think they're playing with house money. I think they get the upset, too.
You.
I'm not sold on that.
I'm with you. They're all confident right now. They're just stomping people. Here we go. Eastern Washington and Kansas. Kansas land 10.5.
Yeah. Not sold on the Jayhawks on a neutral field. Give me Eastern Washington plus the 10.5. I think they're soft. Bill Self and the crew. They're like the football team.
Carver High. I took them too. Eastern Washington, 10.5 right here. I got it. Right here, I got it documented. I'm with Joe on a lot of these bets. St. Bonnie and LSU. LSU laying 1.5.
This is my team. I love LSU. And they showed it in
Me
the
too.
SEC championship game. Didn't do it. They are so athletic. When they're on, look out, baby. So I'm laying 1.5. Too athletic for St. Bonaventure, in my opinion.
I'm thinking by the time this is over, they're going to they're gonna end up dating a chick named Bonnie. LSU is going to date a chick named Bonnie because they're going to kick their ass. All right, let's go to Santa Barbara and Creighton. The Gauchos have two great guards, Joe.
Yeah, and I'll take the points, right? Creighton didn't show me anything in that game against Georgetown. They laid up as well. That does not carry over in a tournament type of atmosphere. I'll take Cal Santa Barbara plus the 7.
Carver High, if Joe Lisi thinks that Iona and Rick Pitino can upset Alabama for or that 17 spot that they're getting, that might
another
be
steak
another
dinner?
One. We're looking
dinner.
At a bottle of wine or something at the steak dinner or some tequila. Get the tequila out and a little lick of lime. You know what I mean? So what do you think? Iona in Alabama, Joe, 17 points to Iona.
I know New Rochelle very well. Streets, the old club back in the day, but I think they get trounced by a more athletic Alabama team, baby. Petty, Herbert Jones. I mean, that team is athletic as well. They are, when they're on, they're a little sloppy, but against Iona, I think they can get it done.
Iowa and Grand Canyon. I think today I said that Garzilla would go river rafting and down the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon when he was done with Grand Canyon. And they're laying 14.5.
If Luka Garza can't just dominate this game, I mean, give me a break. He's got size 18 shoes. I love Iowa here. I know Grand Canyon, they're slow, they're methodical. But, I mean, come on. I mean, Luka, if you're going to be an NBA player, you drop 50 on Grand Canyon. I mean, no. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Joe, but the problem is he can't drop 50 because the coach's son is out there chucking up threes left and right. McCaffrey's kid is a ball hog, and so is Bohannon, so he can't score 50.
They got all kinds of players on there. They got all kinds of players. All right, we got to be quick. Maryland and UConn. UConn laying 3.
Maryland upset over UConn. Like them outright over the Huskies.
Whoa. Ohio and Virginia. Virginia laying 7, and they have mononucleosis. I don't know what they have.
They have the COVID protocols. They have everything, but they play defense. Give me Virginia minus the 7 and a hook.
Carver High, you know them Bearcats got a Johnson. Missouri and Oklahoma. Oklahoma laying 1. Both of these teams are they're backstabbers. They went from being really good to just sticking a knife in your back late in the season, just constantly sticking a knife in your back.
Yeah, but Lon Kruger and Austin Reeves are at least battle-tested. Missouri's not. They're the Ferrari that crashes on the side of the road into 1,000 pieces. No way. Now, you hit them in the jaw, that glass jaw. Give me Oklahoma minus the 1.
I'm with you. And Abilene Christian in Texas. Texas laying 9 to Abilene Christian. I think it's a religious school of some sort.
I know, but this is the type of game that Texas struggles with, isn't it? Isn't it, Scotty? But I'll lay it with Texas. I'm not betting this game in any capacity.
I am. I'm going to take Texas to win, but Abilene to cover. And I think I think Texas is going to go on a run. Joe, great stuff tonight, brother. Have fun in the morning. Say hi to Scott. Thanks for coming on the bench. Per usual, every week Joe comes on and causes trouble with us. Have a good weekend watching the games, Joe, and hopefully you'll have some company and a couple of cold beverages. All right, thanks, bro. Later.
Anytime. Love the show, Scotty.
All right, Joe Lisi with us. Go for the 2. You see him on Sports Grid. He's on a lot. I think 2 to 4 on Saturdays or something. 12 to 2 on Sundays. I can't even keep track of all of it. If I got that right, he's with my boy Blue. Football Full Circle. All right, Pharrell on the bench with Carver. I good call. Kyle Van Noy, I'm tripping. He got a deal, right, to go back to the Patriots, $13.2 million, a couple years. Boom. He made really good money down in Miami, too. And then they cut him, right? And he went right back to the Patriots. They have gone off in free agency. We talked to Jim McBride today of the Boston Globe. You can catch that show, whatever, that we had coast to coast when we had McBride on. But we didn't talk about Van Noy. What do you think of Van Noy going back there?
Yeah, listen, good move for him. He obviously had a ton of success there before he went down in Miami. It's not like he was bad in Miami this year. They just wanted to clear the space, so they got rid of him. So he'll probably have an all-pro year being back in New England. They all do.
But your team's still the best in the division.
Yes, and just remember this, and I know everybody's praising Bill, and Bill Belichick's the greatest of all time. But every other year, when any other team does what the Patriots are doing this offseason, it never works out good for them. The team that spends the most money in free agency, usually, right, it doesn't work out. So, Bill's a genius. I'm sure it'll work out for him because it always does. But this is not like the normal Patriot territory here.
So, the Oilers are up 3-1 on the Flames in the third. There's still 18 and a half minutes to go there. Carver High with a huge ticket tonight on the Sharks. They're up 3-1 in Vegas on the Knights after 2 periods. And the L.A. Kings up 3-1 on the Blues after 2 in L.A. at Staples. And then you just had the finisher. How about the Mavs? 105-89 over the Clippers. I hit that bet. Nuggets blew out the Hornets. Warriors blew out the Rockets. The Rockets have been poisoned by the devil. They can't win a game ever. They've been botchy jinxed. All right, Carver High, I'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock on Coast to Coast. Good night, everybody.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.